Welcome back to the Elite Takeover podcast, the best podcast to get your weekly wrestling news and reviews. I am Aiden, joined as always by
Raph.
And today we are going to be going through our WrestleMania predictions.
Predictions.
Anyway, before we get started, make sure to hit that like button, comment, subscribe on YouTube. We're available on all major podcast apps, so give us a thumbs up, give us a follow, give us a five-star review. Give us a donkey. I don't mind. Whatever.
No, an alpaca.
Give us an alpaca. Much appreciated. But let's get down to the business at hand. WrestleMania, biggest night of the year, but biggest nights of the year this night.
This year. You didn't even say it right. Well, not this year because we had the same last year. But we got crowds.
We have crowds.
I said crowds.
We have crabs.
Crabs.
Because it's pirate themed.
Fair. Yeah. Go on.
Anyway. The set looks really cool. There's lots of pirate ships.
Oh, nice.
There's lots of pirate ships. There's one massive pirate ship, but then there's another pirate ship. Then one pirate ship wasn't enough.
Kevin Owens gonna jump from the pirate ship finally, because last year he couldn't.
I don't think he can.
Yeah, true. I think
it's a bit far away.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll see. But yes, so we'll start off with the tag team turmoil match. The winners will receive a WWE Women's Tag Team Championship match on night two.
Woo.
It will be Lana and Naomi.
Woo.
Versus Dana Brooke and Mandy Rose.
Woo.
Versus the Riot Squad.
Woo.
Versus Natalya and Tamina.
Woo.
Not even the Riot Squad.
Oh, no,
got a
sorry.
Yay
for the Riot Squad.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry. Oh, my goodness. So, of course, these guys will be going on to face Nia and Sasha.
Yes.
Nia and Shayna on night two for the tag championships. There is also the potential of another team being added to this. There is the potential of Carmella and Billy Kay being added to the tag team. We're recording this before SmackDown, so we're going to have to wait and see on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But that seems to potentially be added to the match. But what is your prediction for this one?
I think Lana and Naomi, because Lana's been put through so many tables, I think they're going to keep going with that. I don't think that any of the other three, unfortunately, I would love the Riot Squad to get a shot at the title and getting the title to them, but it won't happen. So I think Lana and Naomi.
I'm going with my heart. I'm going with the Riot Squad.
Okay.
I'm a cool guy.
I do hope. I'm going.
They're the only actual tag team.
Yes.
Well, I guess Dana and Mandy kind of are now.
Ugh.
But, like, I've had enough. I don't want to see Lana and Naomi and Dana and Mandy. I don't want to see it.
I don't want to see it.
I've had enough.
It, like, 90%. There's a 90% chance that it's going to happen.
It's going to be Lana and Naomi.
Yeah.
Like, that's what my brain says. But I'm going with my heart because
I would go with the Riot Squad if I didn't want to win this as much.
I want the Riots to win. That's what I want. Should we quickly do our SmackDown ones as well?
Oh, yeah.
This may go up after SmackDown. It may go up before. I'm not entirely sure. But we'll do them anyway for the bants so you can hear what we would have done. So we have the tag team championships, the SmackDown tag team championships.
Yeah.
We'll also include this in our because it will be a part of the same review anyway, because we're going to do it. We'll do it with the same.
Yeah, we'll include it in case of a tie.
Yeah, these will be part of our. Which they were part of them. Part of it.
Hey-ho.
It doesn't really matter. We're going for the same thing with the SmackDown tags anyway.
Yeah.
So 3, 2, 1. The Mysterios.
Oh, sorry.
You
had to remind me who they were.
Oh,
all the teams. Go on.
So it's the Street Profits versus Alpha Academy.
Yeah.
Alpha Academy?
Yeah.
Yes, that's not my one.
It's not the Gable Academy.
That's fine. I was saying earlier, I got confused. Alpha Academy, the Mysterios versus the Dirty Dogs for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships.
Right. 1, 2, 3.
The Mysterios. Though I could also see Alpha Academy winning.
Yes.
I'm going to go with the Mysterios.
I think it would be lovely to have son and dad.
That's the happy ending story here.
Yeah, exactly.
The Street Profits don't. It's going to be the Street Profits probably, but they don't need them.
No,
they're made without those titles.
Yeah,
they're fine.
I would really like the Mysterios.
The Mysterios. We have the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Oh yeah.
I'm not going to read through all the names. Just everyone who's not on WrestleMania.
Aleister Black.
You're going to say Aleister Black is your winner?
No.
Oh.
I wish. Oh. I wish.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I wish, but no. Maybe Baron. I can't remember who
after
else.
After his loss on Raw.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Baron's going to be the king and the giant.
So for me, it's going to be the king and the giant.
It's just because I can't remember all the other names.
Fair enough.
It's the only big name that I remember.
Yeah. So, well, I'll say the two people I'm going to go for, and you may change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously, I can only go for one of them, but the two I'm between. Out of the people who are confirmed for it, because obviously who knows who's going to turn up. Who knows? But Alistair. The people who are confirmed for it, Alistair. I don't know. Out of the people who are confirmed for it, the two people who I would say is either Shinsuke or Jey Uso.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about them too.
So I think I'm going to go with Jey.
I'll go with Shinsuke then. I'm going to go with Shinsuke.
Yeah, go with Shinsuke. I don't think Jey will win it, but I think that'd be a nice reward for Jey after all his work.
After his main eventing.
Yeah.
Crazed them.
And like, it doesn't matter. It's not. Yeah, this trophy means absolutely nothing. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't do anything for anyone.
Yeah.
But Jey Uso. Because Jey.
Shinsuke.
Anyway, back to WrestleMania now.
Yes.
Instead of WrestleMania SmackDown. We have
WrestleMania Special Edition of SmackDown.
Dun dun dun.
Anyway.
Cesaro versus Seth Rollins in a singles match. In a swings match.
Swings match, yes.
They're going to have the Alexa Bliss. That's going to be when they get to Extreme Rules, it's going to be a swings match.
Yes.
They're going to have the Alexa Bliss playground set, and they're going to fight on the swings.
Okay.
Anyway.
This one is a little bit harder, because Cesaro deserves the win, but then Seth Rollins just came back.
It's Seth,
Who won?
He beat Shinsuke at Fastlane.
Yeah, so yeah, I think Seth Rollins winning. And I hope he has a beautiful suit.
He's not going to have a suit. He's going to be in his gear.
No, but before, when he arrives.
When he arrives in the building. Yeah. I think it's going to be the first match, so I don't think you're going to get to see him arrive in the building.
No, but the throwback, the earlier today.
Okay, on the pre-show maybe we'll see him arrive in the building. But I think that's going to be the first match of the night. So. Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised. But yeah, Seth Rollins.
And because I think it's the first match of the night, I think Cesaro wins.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because it has to be a bait. Because it's
a baby face.
That's the only match I can see starting the show. Like everything else doesn't really sing to me as a show starter.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Cesaro wins. I think Cesaro swings in for days and gets the big win to make the crowd pop.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. So yeah, I'm going Cesaro. You're going for Rollins. I can see Rollins winning though. Easily, I can see Rollins winning. Because if you want to set Rollins up to be... Because if you want to move Roman away from the title picture for a bit... Seth is a great person to step up and fight for it.
Exactly.
It just depends, though.
Hey ho.
But on to Braun Strowman versus Shane McMahon in a steel cage match.
Braun. I don't know what will happen, but I think that Braun needs the win, but he deserves the win, being the babyface and being like, I'm doing this for all the people that have been bullied at school and
like his raw promo was very heartfelt until he said he was going to murder Shane and put him in a body bag.
Yes.
Up until that point it was very heartfelt.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm going to win this for all the people that have been bullied at school when they were younger and all those things. Like, I'm not stupid, blah blah blah. Yeah. I think Braun should win. Should. That is the question. Is just because Shane is known for just jumping off of things, so he could as well just jump off the steel cage.
So I'll tell you why I'm torn.
Huh.
So because either Braun just wins.
Yeah.
Or
they go through the steel cage.
They go through the cage.
Yeah.
And who knows who wins at that point?
Yeah.
Or Braun just throws Shane over the top.
Yeah, I would not be surprised with
that. They do, which I forgot about this match. I heard someone talking about it the other day when talking about predictions. They do the spot they did when Miz and Shane McMahon had a cage match after WrestleMania 35. And Shane McMahon won because he sweated out of his shirt. The Miz was holding on to Shane he was over the top.
God.
And Shane slipped out of his shirt to win.
No.
I think Braun definitely stands tall.
Yes.
I don't know whether he wins.
Yeah, exactly. That's the question. Yeah.
I have to go Braun though, Going for Shane is such a wild pick.
I want to go with my heart and say Braun Strowman. Braun.
Okay. So what I'm going to do?
Huh?
I'm going to say Braun for now.
Yeah.
But if we don't differ on enough things, I might change it.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Because I am genuinely torn.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Next up, we have the New Day versus AJ and Omos. One, two, three. AJ and Omos. Obviously. Yeah. Really obvious, this one. Yeah. Super obvious. There's no way that Omos is going to lose in his first match.
Exactly.
And if AJ wins this, he becomes a Grand Slam champion as well.
Exactly.
And all the booking has been AJ losing every single week.
Yes.
So they're going to win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bad Bunny and Damian Priest versus The Miz and John Morrison. One, two, three.
Bad Bunny and Damian Priest.
Because Bad Bunny's a celebrity.
Yeah.
And Damian Priest
is the best.
Going to be a future main event, hopefully.
Yeah.
Touch wood.
Yeah.
And yeah, Bad Bunny's going to pin The Miz.
I'm excited for that.
Bad Bunny's going to pin a former WWE champion.
Hey ho.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, hey, hop, hop.
Because they can't, because they actually have to have him win, because they'll want his music to play.
Yes.
They won't want Damian Priest's music to play. They'll want Bad Bunny's music to play.
Yeah, Bad Bunny's going to pin. It's fine. I don't mind.
Whatever, man.
It's a win for Damian Priest's pocket, so.
Whatever. Who cares?
Hey, hop.
Yeah. I'm glad they made it a tag match. It's going to be so much better because of it.
Yes, 100%. And it makes me really happy to see Damian.
Priest deserves this opportunity. Yes. So, yeah. I hope he gets a good amount of time. We don't know which one's going to be the main event yet, so I'm going to take my punt, given what they've said on Monday Night Raw. We'll go next with Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Mm-hmm. One, two, three. Bianca Belair.
I don't think this one's necessarily as obvious.
No, it's not.
Because they haven't built it very well.
No, they haven't. But I want Bianca to win. I really want Bianca to win.
So that's. I'm just thinking.
I just want Bianca to win. I don't care.
The thing is, if I say because... I think it's so many baby faces.
Yeah.
I think otherwise.
But then again, it's coming back to WrestleMania with live crowds.
Yeah, it's all going to be good. It's going to be mainly good guys. It just depends whether it's all going to be good guys.
Yeah.
Because AJ and Omos are the bad guys who win.
Yes. There you go.
Bianca.
Yeah, Bianca. I think it's Bianca.
Yeah, I think it's Bianca. I think if Bianca doesn't win...
I think, I hope.
I think if Bianca doesn't win, it really knocks the heat out of her.
Exactly.
I think otherwise this becomes a Shinsuke or Asuka situation from WrestleMania 34.
Hmm.
Where Asuka got a streak broken by Charlotte after winning the Royal Rumble. Shinsuke got beaten by AJ after winning the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. No.
The only way Sasha wins is if she goes even further heel.
Yeah.
But I don't think so.
I hope not.
I think they might do something more SmackDown after Mania. Mm-hmm. I think Bianca needs the win.
Yes.
But yeah.
She deserves the win.
And for the main event of the evening, Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre for the WWE Championship.
I'm going to go with my heart and say Drew McIntyre.
I am also going to go with Drew McIntyre.
Drew McIntyre. McInfort.
He's going to win.
Yeah.
They've killed Bobby Lashley. We haven't talked about it on the podcast, but they've killed Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, so they basically...
After him accepting the match with Drew, they ended up breaking up the Hurt Business.
Yeah.
Having Bobby Lashley running around backstage being like, I need someone to go and beat up Drew McIntyre for me.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they just kind of killed it. And then apparently, I didn't notice this, but on Raw, when Drew was facing Baron Corbin, they went backstage to go and ask, oh, so Bobby, who would you like to face at WrestleMania?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to face Drew.
Yes.
Then why on earth are you doing all this? It makes no sense. No sense.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a big bad guy for Drew McIntyre to beat.
Yeah.
It's a shame for Bobby.
He can get it later along the line. It's just to give Drew the win with crowds.
It's going to be, and it's also about happy endings.
Exactly.
And I don't know if Night 2 is going to have a happy ending.
Yeah.
Night 2 is harder.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Those are the easy picks.
Yes.
And now we move on to Night 2. So we only differed on Cesaro and Rollins, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. On to Night 2. So starting things off, we have... Oh, no, I said the Riot Squad. I forgot.
Yes, you did.
Yes. So next up, we have Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler versus either Lana and Naomi or the Riot Squad or whoever wins the tag team turmoil match.
I really think they're going to keep the championship, but I'm going to go with my heart and say the championships change hands.
Champions change, easy.
Yeah.
They change.
Yeah.
I think whoever wins, they change hands.
And please split up Nia and Shayna and give Shayna a good solo run.
That's probably going to sound horrendous in the microphone.
Sorry. Yeah, just split up Nia and Shayna because Reginald's been...
It's done. This tag team's done.
Yeah.
You need more people on. You need more actual women competitors on Raw. Yeah. So stop messing around with
this. It's not like you don't need any more tag team women division things, but...
What?
It's not like you don't need more tag teams for the women's division, yes. But still.
But in my opinion, you've made the... Like, you look at all the tag... I feel bad for criticizing, but you look back at all the tag teams in the tag team turmoil match. It's such lower card women.
Yeah.
And, like, no offense, I feel bad for the writers who have said that, but that's how they're treated anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they're all lower card people. Why not just, if you're going to do that, just make the tag teams the tag team championships just with lower card people.
Yeah.
And just be a way to have them on the show. That's fine. I can deal with that. Yeah. But, yeah. Yeah, Nia and Shayna are losing.
Yeah. And then split them up and get Shayna after
Rhea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, because Rhea's a bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
Make Shayna the baby face.
Make Shayna, that's confusing.
Yes, I know.
No, we'll just go back to having Shayna rolled up every week. Because that's what they do.
No.
But yes, next up we have the United States Championship match. Riddle with his birdies, with his birdles and his scooters.
His doves.
I'm looking forward to his entrance. He's going to scoot all the way to the ring.
Yes, I'm really excited to see him on a scooter.
I'm also looking forward to him. I'm sure they'll do it. He'll run into RVD backstage. And they'll just make weed jokes for about 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because they're both big weed connoisseurs. But yes, Riddle versus Sheamus.
I'm going to go with my heart and say Sheamus, because Sheamus deserves it.
Okay.
He deserves it. I really want Sheamus to get the championship.
Yeah.
And I know it's a lot of, for me, it's a lot of just basically title changes. Almost.
I think there is going to be a lot of title changes. I think it's difficult, though.
Yeah.
I'm going for a Riddle.
I would like Sheamus to win, even though I think Riddle might win.
So, for me, similar to what I said with Cesaro and Seth, I think this opens the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I don't think anything else can open the show. I don't think it makes sense. I guess you could open Kevin and Sammy, but with Logan Paul, we kind of won that later in the card,
yes.
I would say.
Yes.
So, I think it opens with Riddle and Sheamus. And I think Riddle wins tonight, but I think this is the kind of thing where Sheamus, they might have a rematch on Raw and Sheamus wins.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
I think Sheamus is getting that title.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's a WrestleMania.
Fair enough.
So I'm going to go with Riddle.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Next up, we have Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn with Logan Paul, famed YouTuber of filming dead people. Logan Paul.
I think, once again, night two, I'm going with my heart quite a bit.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you about to say what I think you're about to say? What was this?
Sami.
You're going to say Sami?
I am. I want Sami to get the win and be like, oh, damn, it's actually not a conspiracy. I won. Yay. No, I don't know. I think Kevin will win, but I want a Sami.
What is your official pick?
Sami.
You're going to go with Sami?
Yeah. I'm crazy like that.
I'm going with Kevin. I don't think there's any chance Sami. I love Sami. I love Sami with all my heart. But this is, especially with Logan Paul there,
mm-hmm.
This is just a... Sammy's going to end up getting screwed by Logan Paul.
Yeah.
And then Kevin's going to win. And then Kevin's going to stun a Logan Paul afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're going to build up Kevin Owens back into the main event scene.
Oh, I thought you were going to say we're going to build Kevin Owens versus Logan Paul.
Yeah, we're going to have Kevin Owens. They genuinely might do it, but Jesus, no.
No.
But yeah, I think Kevin wins. Especially after all the losses to Roman as well.
Yeah.
But Sami needs the win as well. But Sami can... Sami can take a loss easier than Kevin can at the moment. Next, though, we have Big E versus Apollo Crews. Well, actually, since you've said Sami Zayn, I'm going to say Shane McMahon.
Okay.
I'm going to say Shane.
Fair.
We'll go. That's they're equal picks of the wild picks.
Yes.
So I'm going to say Shane.
That's fine yeah. by me.
So Big E versus Apollo Crews in a Nigerian drum fight for the Intercontinental Championship.
I would love to go with my heart and say Big E, but because it's a Nigerian drum fight, whatever that means,
there's going to be drums around the ring.
Apollo is going to win because it's his stipulation. Even though I really want Big E to win.
I'm torn on this one.
Yes. But so then again, I want Apollo to win as well.
My thinking on this one. So Big E is going to be sung to the ring by Wally as a first thing. It's a Nigerian. Wally. Wally. Whatever. But yeah, the guy who sings his engine theme is going to sing him to the ring. I can see Big E winning. and holding on to the championship.
Yeah.
I can really see it.
Yeah.
But I think Big E, I think what happens is, I don't know what to go for, but I think Big E is definitely going to be in for a big chance of that Money in the Bank briefcase.
Yeah. Yeah. With how they're building him. Yes, please.
They should do that.
Yes, please.
So, I'll go with Apollo.
Yeah.
I'll go with Apollo. I think that's kind of...
Hits a stipulation. He deserves it after all the build he's had this last few weeks.
No, Big E. We're going with Big E.
Okay.
We're going with Big E. Big E's going to retain.
I hope so, but I'm going to go with Apollo.
Big E's going to retain. They're going to kill Apollo Crews' new character. Yeah. Okay. The Fiend versus Randy Orton. 1, 2, 3.
The Fiend!
With Alexa Bliss.
With Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, there's no
Alexa's
way.
Alexa's going to do magic. Somehow in front of a live crowd.
She's going to crawl. She's going to come out in one bit of gear, and then she's going to go, 1 second, guys, crawl under the ring, and then come back up and be like, whoa, spoopy. Oh, spoopy. That's what she's going to do.
And then Randy will keep some black goo on his mouth throughout the entire match until the end when he spits it out.
Or they're just going to go do what they did at WrestleMania 33, and they're just going to put pictures of bugs on the ring again. That's what Bray did to try and creep out Randy in that match.
Not
he
fair.
Put pictures of bugs on the ring.
Yay.
And Randy won. It was dreadful. But it wasn't dreadful, but it was no good.
Just silly.
I don't know why this is a singles match, but hey-ho.
Yeah, I hope
hopefully
they...
this divulges into something else.
Exactly. That's my hope, is that they change it into a Firefly Funhouse match or something.
Just something can happen in this.
Something happens during the night, like... Randy Orton's doing a promo backstage or something, and then suddenly Alexa Bliss shows up and she's like, dude, let's do a Alexa Bliss's playground match.
Or just like they have the entrances for the crowd. They start the match, but then something happens where Randy and Bray end up going inside the ring or something. I don't know. It's probably nothing like that's going to happen, but I would like that.
Yes. I would like it to have a stipulation.
Because they're building it a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
It's like, I don't know, like 7 out of 10 adverts is about the Fiend versus Randy Orton.
I get worried they won't deliver in a singles match. And it's not anything to do with them. I just...
Costume.
The new costume with the Fiend and the magic stuff. It's all very difficult to put this into a singles match.
It sounds so hard to wrestle with that gear.
Yeah, well, I'll see what he comes out with for the actual show. Next up, we have the Raw Women's Championship match. Asuka taking on Rhea Ripley.
1, 2, 3. Rhea Ripley. Please.
It's got to happen. Yes. They don't care about Asuka. Asuka was supposed to lose the championship before WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I don't know what Asuka would have been doing at WrestleMania if she'd lost it, but she was going to lose to Lacey Evans, wasn't she?
Oh, yes, she was.
And it was going to be Lacey versus Charlotte.
Oh, yes, it was.
Yeah. So they're just going to take it off her and give it to Rhea.
Then hopefully either Charlotte comes out.
Charlotte's going to come out
of
the Raw. No, Charlotte's going to come out of the Raw after Mania as a babyface and challenge Rhea Ripley.
and then Becky comes back.
Becky and Ronda Rousey, they all come back.
Yes.
Yes. We'll see. And our main event of the evening and the entirety of WrestleMania.
Yes.
Probably the hardest match to predict.
Yes.
Roman Reigns versus Edge versus Daniel Bryan.
I would love Roman to keep the title, but I think that Daniel Bryan is going to pin Edge and get the win because I want to go with my second heart, because my first heart tells me Roman Reigns, but my second heart tells me Daniel Bryan because it's most likely that Roman's just going to lose the championship to Daniel Bryan. And I'm going to go with my heart because I don't want to see Edge with the championship.
I don't want to see Edge with the championship.
Exactly.
I really don't want to see Edge with the championship. God, I think it's going to happen, though. I really don't want to have it. Because I feel like Daniel Bryan's in this match to take the pinfall.
Oh, I hope that Edge takes the pinfall from Daniel Bryan. And then I don't care, as long as Daniel Bryan has your championship, I don't mind seeing him versus Edge. Even though I don't like seeing Edge wrestle, but I don't mind it. As long as Daniel Bryan has a championship and not Edge.
I feel like they're going to... I don't want to say it.
That's the thing, I don't want to say.
It will leave me so like...
You don't want to predict it because you don't want it to happen.
It will really taint WrestleMania for me. Like, I get the story.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally been 10 years since he had to retire.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get it. I really get it. It just hasn't worked for me.
No.
The story hasn't worked.
No.
And I don't... I'm going to say Roman.
Oh, wow.
I say Roman stays, keeps it.
Just so you don't say any of the other two.
I don't think they're going to give it to Brian. I don't see it.
No.
I see Brian as the man to take the pin. He's been so on top. He's been so dominant, Daniel Bryan has. He's tapped out Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
He's beaten up Edge. He's the one who stood tall every week, basically. And like, we'll have to see what happens on SmackDown tonight. Edge deserves it.
But no, I know. He probably just won't. But I want Daniel Bryan with the championship for a little bit.
I think in their mind, Edge will get cheered, even though he's turned heel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in the end, he will.
I think Roman's going to get cheered.
Yes.
I think Roman. I think all of these guys are going to get cheered.
Yeah, even though Roman's a bad guy, but because he's been doing such an incredible job,
I think he'll get cheered when he comes out. And they're trying not to have it happen, but I think he will.
He deserves it.
But yeah, but that is our predictions for WrestleMania and the SmackDown WrestleMania prediction.
Woo! Oh God.
We'll be back with our big old review. I don't know whether we're going to split them up into night one, night two. We'll have to see.
We'll see how packed night one is.
Yeah, we'll see what we feel like. How packed
night two is.
But yeah, but we'll have a review for you at some point, whether that be on Sunday or Monday. We'll see. But thank you very much for watching/listening, and we will see you next time.